Well, they tell me different things than they may tell other people.
Sure.
And even their own teammates. So I would say it's tense. Mm-hmm. Just the whole vibe. Because it should be. This is professional football. These guys make a lavish living and live a beautiful lifestyle, and their families are well taken care of. But the bottom line is, you know, winning is all that matters, and you lost four in a row. And there's such a high level of expectation. This is the first time since John and Kyle have been in their jobs here that they've had this level of expectation. Even 2019, they kind of snuck up on people after Jimmy got hurt the year before. A little bit, you know, going into the 18 year off the 5-0 Jimmy performance in 17. But then he got hurt right away, so you had a reason for that. But we said it. I told you before the year started, I thought this roster was deeper than the roster that went to the Super Bowl. Now, you lost a lot of good players, obviously. Raheem Mostert, Jason Verrett, and others. Or, you know, George Kittle's not playing right now. Trent Williams is not playing right now. Those are two of the highest paid, the two highest paid players at their positions in the history of the NFL. And two of your best players, certainly, and they're not playing. So there's reasons for it, but people don't want to hear that anymore, and you got to rise above it. Teams do rise above it. So, I think the whole thing is I would say tense. I would say a little bit of pressure for the first time really since I've been there, that where you go in the building and it's just a different vibe. Whether or not that, you know, in the locker room they kind of insulate themselves, but this is what they do for a living, and they realize if they don't perform better, then everybody is analyzing their performance.